Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kitty City's cool. It still hasn't really settled because I still, you know, I don't know where the key goes, but it's cool. I have it in the house. I look at it every day. It's pretty cool. You know, when I heard the stat that there was only 5 people that ever got it, it's like, yo, that's crazy. But, you know, I'm thankful, man. Buffalo, it's been a journey here. It really has. But, you know, life goes.
Tough Thursday.
You got some pretty good SDNs on the Falcons. I mean,
on the Texans. How does that affect your game plan?
Well, the good thing about it is the NFL is filled with good defensive ends. So, not to take nothing away from them, you know. 5-1 and 5-5, they play very well when they're on the field together. You know, and they impact football games. I think overall, the good thing about it is we've played them before, so they know who we are, we know who they are, and the respect is there of the competitive level. You know, like me and Spence are great tackles too, so I think the battles week in and week out in this league, they're tough no matter who it is. Like, you hear about guys like Myles Garrett have 4 sacks in a game in 1 week, 5 sacks another game. Like, this league is filled with some war dogs, man. So I enjoy playing against good players. I really do. That's why I play this game, to protect my quarterback against good players. That's what makes it fun. But I tip my hat to them, to both of those guys, even the inside guys, right? Like, Tim Settle is over there. Tim was here. And, you know, Tim time. So we'll see Tim in 5-1 and 5-5 in a couple days, and we'll get after him.
Yeah, this team
has talked about not riding the wave, just kind of stay. What was it
to that, especially with such a short term?
Not riding the wave, Jenna says. Yes.
How do you kind of keep constant, especially?
Yeah.
There's so much you have to do.
It's hard. It is hard not to ride a wave. It's hard to stay under wave. It's hard to stay on top of a wave. It's hard to be surfing on a wave. I think it's all hard. Overall, what do we do well? We try to play football as a team. But to not ride that wave, the best way to overcome the wave is know where the wave is, right? Because sometimes, like, you can go through weeks and weeks and not even knowing that you're riding a wave. and then boom, the wave crashes down and you're underneath it, you know. Just know where the wave is and know that the internet will take you on a higher wave than reality will. So if you stay on the internet, you look at everything, and when everything is going well, that wave will surf you all the way into the brick wall, because eventually that wave stops, all right? But understanding, I would say, where the wave is, so you know how to manage, if you need a speedo or not.
It's kind of weird one. Can I ask you, like, it's not crazy weird, but it's...
I'm ready. You know, I've been waiting for this.
I know.
I've been waiting for this.
You're good at these, which is why,
you know,
I feel like...
Let's go.
Is there anything to be said about the weird games you have played in that building? When you guys have gone there, there have been some weird games.
Give me an example.
2019, that wild card game was nuts.
What was nuts about it?
Everything. I mean, Josh lateraling it before you got to overtime, and then a kick at the end, and then...
Is that weird, or is that just great football?
Well, I think there was a lot of weird in the game. And then last year... The offensive struggles, it felt like a bit of a fork in the road, and then you guys really responded. 2018, that game did not go well. You know, I know that's a very long time ago, but is there anything mentally about playing in a place where there have been, like, these weird games? Like, is there anything there? And that's why it's a weird question.
Okay, you're talking about going to Houston?
Specifically in Houston. Yeah.
Right, because we have played some games there, right? Like, we had the playoff game that one year, right? 19, right, that's what you're talking about. They had J.J. Watt. Yes. That was a minute ago, yes. I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
I didn't even think about it. I didn't even, like, think about it, but we have played some weird games. You know, it kind of feels like our first game was last year there, because the entity of that team is different, right? Like, we went there last year, they had Diggs. It was like a rivalry thing. Oh, Diggs is there, da-da-da. So it kind of threw all of that other stuff away. But now that you say that, I would say overall, not really, because the energy from year to year and week to week changes, bro. It changes, like, drastically. And when you have players, like, over there that you used to, like, play with, it kind of starts a whole new slate.
You bring it up, Diggs, because last year it felt like that overshadowed so much. You know what I mean? Like, that Diggs thing was such a big storyline. And then at least externally, right?
Diggs is a big story.
Yeah.
Diggs is, like, one of the league's biggest players and biggest names. So you have to and respect it. And he's one of our guys. He's one of our brothers. So, like, going over there, like, of course we wanted to beat those guys. And that energy, it was just there. And it was electric. It was loud in there. It was just an elite game. Like, I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed it. I really did. But, no, you know, the flows of it, man. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what he added first. He added a comfortable feel, a familiar face, right? And knowing from playing with Gabe for years and then him leaving for a year or two, or I don't even know, and then coming back, it was almost like he never left. And, if, you know, hear him talk and hear his jokes and be like, oh, there's Gabe again, you know? And then to see him on the field catch that little ball across the middle and just, it was just like, yep, this is how we do it. This is the routine. This is just what it feels like. And it felt great, you know, and seeing Gabe out there and run around and just be himself healthy is the best thing. Cause, you know, like, this league is hard when you go through injuries and when you bounce back and then when you hit rock bottom, like, man, is it over? Then you come back and then you're catching a pass from the MVP. Right. And then it's just like, yep, I'm right back in it. So it's a beautiful thing. And I'm just thankful that he's healthy and has his confidence and he has his guys. Like, we all support him. We all know his journey. And we love him, you know. Gabe is one of us, and he's been one of us from the beginning. Maddie. What you got?
Why has Aaron Kroger been an important asset? Ugh.
So do you think that we all like Chrome? Is that a rumor? Nah, we absolutely love Chrome. Chrome is a... I don't want to call him dad, but Chrome is dad. You know, Chrome is just Chrome. Yo, how can I give Chrome an example? Chrome is like, you know, like that neighbor that just never really gives you any problems. You're outside, it's hot. He might come outside and throw you a water and be like, hey guys, the senior football game last week, you guys crushed it. And you just disappear off into the smoke, right? Chrome makes football fun. Chrome makes like football fun, and I enjoy playing for coaches that make it fun, right? You have, now our building, we have great coaches. I can't speak on other teams, but I know that every coach is not like this and every place is not like this. But when you could come into the workday and know that you're going to get the same guy every single day, and he's going to coach you the same way every single day, and he's going to let you be yourself every single day, there's a comfortability to that. And when you're in a place half of the year, majority of the entire day together, it needs to be right no matter what. And Chrome is just one of those guys. And even with like creating that award, right, the Protector of the Year award, for a guy like Chrome, he would have had three or four, maybe even five players that have won that award if the award was present for 25 years. So guys like to play for their coaches, and Chrome is one of those guys that we all enjoy playing for. So, you know, Chrome Dog. We call him Chrome Daddy, so Chrome Daddy. How has he made me a better football player? Chrome has made me a better football player by, I would say, allowing me to fully play free and not, you know, making problems where problems don't exist just because it's not by the book. Like, I am such a, I guess the word is an unorthodox tackle, that I play the game so differently, right? Like, I had to go through the torture of like a 3-year window where every time I would do a certain thing on the field, they would call holding. And now they don't call it because I'm showing what is actually happening. And he's speaking on exactly what's happening and different things. Like when I'm chopping guys down and when I'm jumping on guys and different things, he's allowed me to just play free. And just, and when things would happen, like you would have like some coaches like that would yell at you and be like, bro, that's not right. And then you have like some coaches like that would literally look you in the face and be like, we're on the same page. Keep doing you. And when you can have a coach that's on the same page as you as a player, it's amazing. Cause you know, I've been playing some of the best ball, and that's because of my coach. It's because of my coaches. It's because of this building, right? My teammates, allowing guys to truly be free within the art of playing a sport. And that's what, and we do on a daily basis. So my pen is sharp.
Yeah, what does Reggie Gilliam, he's getting more and more snaps, it seems like. What's he bring to the offense?
Hammer. Like, he's just a sledge, man. He's literally a sledgehammer. Reggie is one of the quietest, toughest dudes I've probably ever met. He's just, honestly, I'm going to stand on this when I'm about to say, pound for pound, Reggie is probably the best athlete on this team. Pound for pound, right? He's big, he's fast, he's strong, he's physical, he's quick, he's intelligent. He does his job, he knows his role, right? Like, of course, we have Josh, we have some of these guys, but we're talking about, like, a guy that is a full package of what he is, it's Reggie. It's Reggie, you know? And I kind of think it's crazy because, like, Reggie plays, like, fullback and, like, he hasn't even, like, made a Pro Bowl, but he's a Pro Bowl fullback, right? Like, Reggie is one of those guys. Like, Reggie is one of those guys that comes in every day, doesn't say a word, hit that guy, he goes and hits him. Block that guy, he goes and blocks him. Go down on special teams and make a play, Reg. Goes down on special teams and makes a play. All right, Reg, this week we might need you to go score at the corner of the end zone. He will go in there and score at the corner of the end zone, and then he'll show up and show up and show up. But, you know, Reg is also one of those unsung hero players. But I'm glad in that you asked it, because Reggie is one of those guys. He's one of those guys, for sure.
Seeing what Ed Oliver went through and his biceps and having to get surgery, and having him back in the facility now, you know, you've been around him a lot of years. You know, what's that do, kind of seeing him around?
What is it like seeing Ed? I don't think you see Ed, you hear Ed, right? So I'm going to reframe the question of, what is it like hearing Ed around? It's great to hear Ed. Ed is a little Tasmanian devil, and he's a great energy person, right? I have never seen somebody, Trey was well. Well, I would say Ed is one of the top on my list of people that has been going through injury very, very easy. You know, like a lot of people are sad and head is down and unpresent. Ed is here. You know, he's smiling. He's still joking around like, I could do this. Like, that stuff is cool, right? Like, we know that this league is 100% injury rate. And for Ed to be here smiling and just cheering the guys on and still supporting young Deion Walker, right? And being here and just coaching guys and just being around and being like, bro, but you're killing it. Yep. And good job. Yep. What can I do? This, that. It's dope. It's dope because, you know, and knock on wood, like some people have never been in that position, and how Ed is handling it, it's cool to see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.